Wisconsin's most impressive garden dwellers. We're talking today with Jamie Knack, Extension Senior Wildlife Outreach Specialist, Department of Forest and Wildlife Ecology, University of Wisconsin-Madison, Division of Extension, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm Adam Wigger. Jamie, what's the hummingbird situation here in Wisconsin that we might see as we're in our gardens?
Yeah, so Wisconsin is home to really just one breeding species of hummingbirds, and it's the ruby-throated hummingbird. Although occasionally, avid birders pay pretty close attention to this, but occasionally we'll get a rufous hummingbird, or there'll be a sighting of an Anna's hummingbird. But honestly, they're more accidental and rare. So when we think about the ruby-throated hummingbird, they are a migratory species. So they're arriving in Wisconsin about the first week of May, and then they leave towards the end of September. And they're going to Central America, flying about 500 miles nonstop across the Gulf of Mexico. So a pretty amazing feat for one of our smallest birds that we have. But yeah, they're super small. They have some pretty unique characteristics in that they can actually fly backwards and they can hover.
What kind of things would they need to do that for?
Well, they're doing it because their role is in the ecosystem is that they are pollinators, so they're really important, and they hover to be able to get the nectar. So they're feeding on nectar. They also feed on small insects that they can come across. There's a few things that we can do ourselves to attract them to our gardens. They're often referred to as the jewels of the garden. They rely on this nectar. We can artificially supply that nectar for them, or we can plant native plants to attract them. So they're particularly fond of the color red, and we can also plant like tubular-shaped flowers that they'll reach in and lap up that nectar. So again, especially red ones, a couple examples, bee balm and cardinal flower would be great ways to get started in your garden.
Yeah, so you mentioned like putting out nectar for these birds. Would you suggest making your own? Would you suggest store-bought? If there is store-bought, like a certain brand?
Yeah, so this is where you can really save some money on your pocketbook, but also keep the hummingbird's health in mind. So there are some caveats with feeding nectar. Really, all you need to do is microwave it for a couple minutes. Warm up some water, four cups of water, to one part cane sugar. Mix it up so it dissolves. You're just heating it to help dissolve that sugar more quickly. Let it cool and then fill your feeders. You really don't need to be buying the over-the-counter nectar mixes. It doesn't need to be red, and you never want to add red coloring or honey or molasses or anything like that. So when they're feeding on red flowers, the nectar is still clear. It's the red flower that's attracting. So our hummingbird feeders are red, attracts the hummingbird. They don't need the nectar to be colored. And then in hot weather, you need to be really careful. That nectar can spoil within 2 to 3 days. So you want to be frequently changing out that nectar as it warms up.
I've always been curious, what do hummingbirds do at night?
Well, they would roost. They would perch in the trees and kind of stay out of the wind, out of the rain, and shelter, as most of our songbirds do, our perching birds.
Fair. Are there any other ways that Wisconsinites can help protect our very important pollinators?
Yeah, so the hummingbirds themselves are doing pretty well across their range. Again, super easy to attract in your yard. Putting up a hummingbird feeder in early May, you're going to have hummingbirds pretty quickly. Also, another trick you could do to attract them is to hang a mesh bag with either bananas or cantaloupe, and that attracts some of the flying insects, and they'll come in and feed right off of those insects. They also love dripping wet leaves, or if you have a sprinkler out and the leaves are wet, they'll come in and take a little bath, a mist bath. And it's also really nice where you put your hummingbird feeder to have shrubs of some kind for them to perch. So I often will see them perching nearby on that feeder. And if you start to get a lot of hummingbirds, they can be pretty territorial and aggressive, especially the males at the feeder. So if you start to have more than, you know, two or three at the feeder, time to put up another feeder, and then you'll encourage more, and there will be less fighting for that nectar.
What are some last facts you can give us about hummingbirds, some fun information?
Yeah, so we talked about how they hover and they can fly backwards. They never walk on the ground. They never walk on the branches. They can also slow their metabolic rate and become dormant during cold nights. They can fly up to 60 miles per hour, and they can beat their wings up to 75 times per second. So, and this is all from a bird that's about 3 inches long and weighs between 6 and 8 grams.
Wow, that's so incredibly fast.
Yeah.
How long do you think they could sustain that kind of speed?
Well, I don't know how long they could sustain the 60 miles an hour. That's probably a top speed for them. But, you know, when they migrate to the Gulf of Mexico, that's a 500-mile trip, and that's nonstop. So they are relying on the fat reserves that they build up to make that trip. So when they get there, that wintering habitat for them, I mean, it's going to be warm climate, obviously, but when they go south to overwinter, that habitat there is just as critical as their summer habitat.
So they migrate every year at the same time?
Yep. So they typically arrive in Wisconsin around May, and they'll leave towards the end of September.
Fair enough. Well, they get to spend the best months of the year here in Wisconsin.
They do.
Thank you, Jamie. We've been visiting today with Jamie Neck, Extension Senior Wildlife Outreach Specialist, Department of Forest and Wildlife Ecology, University of Wisconsin-Madison, Division of Extension in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences. And I'm Adam Wigger.